Municipal Election 2022 Candidate Questionnaire. Mark Holmes, Ward 1 Councillor Newmarket today sent this questionnaire to all candidates, including those acclaimed, requesting a completed response prior to the October 24 election, which would be published in order when received. Maximum word limits have been strictly enforced, to be fair to all candidates. The responses have not been edited in any way, including for grammar, spelling and clarity. Point 1. What are the top four qualities required to be an effective municipal representative? 4 word limit. Transparency, accountability, approachability, critical thinker. 2. Explain why you are the best qualified candidate. 100 word limit. I have a proven track record both professionally and personally of working on community-based initiatives. I am a decisive and critical thinker. Ward 1 residents will not find me flip-flopping on important issues. My concerns are your concerns, such as crime, the environment and affordable housing. I am extremely approachable and pride myself on my communication effectiveness. Whether it be a personal or community-based issue, transparency is important to me. I will answer questions people have, as I believe that is an important characteristic of acting as a councillor. Point 3. What are the two most important issues for your ward constituents? 200 word limit. From what I'm hearing when knocking on doors and talking to community members, traffic congestion is definitely a big issue for Ward 1. As we develop and grow, we inherit a larger number of cars on our roads, and thus, safety becomes an increasing concern. To that end, development both for and against is something top of mind for those living in our ward. The understanding has to be recognized that development will happen. However, I am confident we can do so while adhering to various climate and housing initiatives. Point 4. What will you do to ensure you are accountable to your constituents? 50 word limit. Accessibility. Through accessibility, I can be held accountable. Before and after making key policy decisions that impact the community. Whether it be over social media, in person at events, or just an old-fashioned phone call, I will have an effective dialogue with people, and more importantly, I will listen. Point 5. What is the most important issue for council, school board to address in the next term? 100 word limit. Traffic congestion is not only frustrating, but with it comes great concern for the safety of our constituents and our environment. We must be vigilant and innovative in our approach in tackling this issue. More dedicated bike lanes and promoting public transit are just two possibilities that should be explored. At the end of the day, it all comes down to safety and protecting the air we breathe. Point 6. Describe your dream project that would result in a better quality of life in Newmarket. 100 word limit. Relative to other towns and cities across Canada, Newmarket is a safe place to live. Rather than being satisfied with this, we should increase our attention on safety and crime. Let's not take our eye off the ball, and things inevitably get worse. Often, we tend to take action after an incident takes place. My goal is to get ahead of the game by taking proactive measures. With the aid of council and the mayor, I would like to discuss and explore prevention initiatives that will help keep our town safe, and a deterrent to would-be criminals. Answer yes or number, 1 word limit. Should salaries be reduced for the mayor and councillors? No. Are taxes too high for the services provided to residents? Yes. Do you support tax increases to pay for large budget items or purchases, such as Mullick Estates? No. Should opening a second branch of Newmarket Public Library be a top priority for the next term? Yes. Should the town continue to give incentives and loans to Main Street businesses as part of its revitalization strategy? No. Should the town provide more incentives to developers to encourage more affordable rental units? Yes. Should election candidates accept campaign donations from developers? No. Should councillors be required to provide more fully itemized and detailed expense reports, accessible online at no cost to the public? Yes. Should the mayor and councillors block followers on their town social media accounts? Yes. Should there be fixed terms for councillors? Yes. Should Newmarket permit illegal cannabis stores in town? Yes.